Hello, class. Since we're starting late today, let's get straight to it. Today we're going to be covering female arousal and orgasm. So, our model here today is already nude. The first thing we're likely going to notice is the secondary sex characteristics. The basic difference between males and females, aside from genitalia, come from these secondary characteristics, namely breasts. Breast development typically begins with puberty in females, which, as we know, comes when? Seriously, I need someone to answer. Okay, you in the sixth row. Right. As we've previously discussed, puberty typically occurs early in females, usually between ages 8 and 12. Good job. So, aside from their position in reproduction, breasts play an important role in female sexual arousal. When unstimulated, women's nipples and areola are typically soft and rounded. With the introduction of stimuli, the nipple becomes erect. So, in this example, I'll be using ice to introduce stimulation. While ice can be used in sexual arousal, this is essentially a simple stimuli causing skin to contract in order to expose less surface area to the cold. So, for those of you towards the back, watch on the screen to see how this process takes place. Okay, there we see her nipple has contracted and become erect. Now, if we introduce warmth to the nipple, we can see the nipple soften again. Nipples also become erect with sexual arousal. So now, if you watch, when I suck on her nipple and areola, not only can we see that the nipple once again becomes erect, but if we look at our model's face, we can see it would appear that our model is becoming generally a little aroused. Now, who can tell me how we can tell that she's becoming aroused? You there, third row. It's Stephanie, right? Sarah? Oh, Elizabeth. Sorry. Yes, that's right. Similar to males, we can tell she's becoming aroused based on a combination of increased blood flow, which we can see evidenced here by flushing, and increased breathing rate. Now, unobservable by us now is an increase in blood flow to the vagina, labia, as well as the clitoris. So, in order to see this, I'm going to need our model to hop up on the table here. Do you need a hand? Okay, here you go. Okay, so as she settles into the stirrups, who can tell me about the types of orgasm for women? Second row. Patty? Phyllis? No. Oh, Melody. Sorry. Good job, Melody. There are three primary kinds of orgasms for women: vaginal, clitoral, and G-spot. Our model here today has previously informed me that she orgasms best through G-spot stimulation. Now, the G-spot is still somewhat theoretical, but was first suggested by Ernst Greifenberg. Without getting too deep into the theoretical nature of it, for most women, the G-spot is located in the anterior medial portion of the vagina. Now, to show the process of female orgasm, I'm going to engage in manipulation of the G-spot manually, along with stimulation of the clitoris, located anterior to the vagina, with co-occurring stimulation of the vagina. So, I'm going to begin with some additional stimulation of the nipples. If you watch, you will see the vulva flush and the clitoris becoming engorged with blood. This is also known as vasocongestion. Okay, now that our model is somewhat stimulated, we're going to look at how within the vagina, we've started to see secretions allowing for penetration with less friction. Generally, this fluid should be clear and slippery, somewhat similar to mucus. So now that our model is aroused, I can begin vaginal penetration. For health reasons, I'm going to use a glove before I insert digits into the vagina for stimulation. So, Our model here is still very tight, so I'm going to begin by inserting a single finger. I'm going to use my thumb to gently rub circles onto her clitoris, which we can also see is pulling back from its clitoral hood, similar in the way to which the uncircumcised penis retracts from the foreskin during arousal. Now, as our model here is becoming more aroused, the vagina becomes warmer and more able to stretch. So, I'm going to be able to just slip another digit in now and begin curling my fingers towards me, with my finger pads directed towards myself, crooking my fingers to me gently, peeking at about a 45-degree angle. By gently stroking the engorged spongy mass there, I'm stimulating her G-spot. So during this, I'm going to be engaging in both, again, the clitoral stimulation here with my thumb, which we can see, vaginal penetration with my fingers, which are going in and out to some degree as I crook them to stroke the G-spot. Now, as expected, we can see further engorgement of the clitoris and additional blood flow coming to the labia majora and minora, resulting in additional flush. So, one other difference between female and male orgasm is females generally do take longer and a little bit more accurate stimulation, as opposed to the general stimulation that we can often see of the penis. So, okay, we can see that the nipples here have peaked, and our model is approaching peak arousal and possibly nearing orgasm. One major contrast to the male is that most females do not ejaculate at orgasm. Our model here has told me that she has never experienced female ejaculation. So, one more positive note, though, is that women are often able to have multiple orgasms without having to engage in a refractory period, which, as we discussed last class, males typically do. So, once our model here reaches orgasm, I'm going to continue stimulation, hopefully leading to further orgasms. Ah, here we are, and our model is now reaching orgasm. Orgasm in women is usually associated with 3 to 5 very strong muscle contractions, which do not occur in a specific sequence, but rather somewhat randomly. And you can typically feel, with manual stimulation like this, these contractions around fingers, or in traditional penis-vagina intercourse, around the penis, causing the vagina to feel quite tighter than prior. However, if I push through and continue stimulation through her orgasm, she will likely shortly enter orgasm again. At this point, I'm going to be adding oral stimulation to her clitoris and manual stimulation of her nipples. So, with subsequent orgasms, we usually find more intense orgasms and therefore more muscle contractions. She's nearing again, and there. Once again, our model is orgasming with about 12 muscle contractions as far as I can count. Okay. Wonderful job, dear. You can go get dressed in a robe and come back out for questions whenever you're ready. So, now that we've observed a fairly standard female orgasm, I'll open the floor to questions. Remember, there will be another quiz over this material, so please make sure to clarify any questions now. Let's thank our model and go ahead and get to questions.